Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Wednesday morning. Public Health says it's been 2 years since a case of flu has been reported in the region, with the official arrival of spring just days away. Not one new case of influenza has surfaced in the jurisdiction of Public Health Sudbury and districts this year. And according to Health Canada's regular flu watch report, we are now in week 10 in the 2022 flu season, but the incidence of influenza has been all but non-existent. The most recent statistics are available only for week 9, which is from February 27 to March 5. So far, a total of 14 cases of influenza A and 0 cases of influenza B have been reported across Canada. No official flu cases have been reported this year in Sudbury. In the local health jurisdiction, Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, said this week it has been more than 2 years since there was any official case of influenza reported, which was right up to the period before the pandemic was declared. The last reported cases of influenza reported to Public Health Sudbury and Districts occurred between October 2019 and March 2020. During that time, there were 85 confirmed cases reported, said PHSD. Read the full story here. Police record high gas prices driving significant increase in gas and dash thefts. The skyrocketing gas prices over the past few weeks mean motorists are having to dig much, much deeper into their pockets to fill their tanks. But there are some drivers who think it's a steal of a deal, literally. Greater Sudbury Police said they have seen a significant increase in the number of gas and dash thefts across the region as gasoline prices remain at record high levels. From January 1, 2020 to March 10, 2022, there have been 111 gasoline drive-off thefts reported to GSPS, said spokesperson Caitlin Dunn. There were 44 such thefts in all of 2020, and only 31 such thefts last year, as gas prices during the pandemic dipped lower than $1 a liter for a little while. Now that the price of gas is nearing $2 a liter, there have been 35 such thefts this year alone, four more in less than 3 months than in all of 2021. Unfortunately, there appears to be a correlation between the increasing gas prices and the increase in the number of gas drive-off thefts, said Dunn. Read the full story here. Residential users will receive a $17.61 credit from Greater Sudbury Hydro due to a billing error. A billing error means Greater Sudbury Hydro Inc. will have to refund its customers approximately $919,000 via on-bill credits issued within the next 90 days. The billing error was discovered on March 3, 2021, and was promptly reported to the Ontario Energy Board, the province's independent energy regulator. New rates were already going into play on May 1, at which time GSU said the necessary changes to correct the error were made. The mistake was in the way the billing system was prorating approved fixed charges, with a mix-up in calculations erroneously factoring in 360 days per year. The error in calculation appears to have been historic and dates back as far back as 2005. It was only discovered because staff were reviewing the organization's 2020 financial performance. All current customers will receive a one-time on-bill credit within the next 90 days regardless of when they joined the utility. Included with their bill will be an explanation for the credit in a form approved by the Ontario Energy Board. The amount credited will vary depending on customer class, but residential customers can expect a credit of $17.61. Read the full story here. City lifts COVID-related state of emergency alongside more safety measures. The city has continued stripping away COVID-related health measures, with the mask mandate lifting alongside the province mandate ending on March 21. We are gradually returning to as close to pre-pandemic life as we have been in 2 years. While these continued changes are a sign of better days ahead, it doesn't mean throwing caution to the wind, Deputy Mayor Al Sizer said in a media release issued by the city. COVID-19 has not disappeared. As we learn to manage and live with this virus, let's continue to make simple, smart decisions to keep ourselves and our loved ones safe, like getting vaccinated and boosted, and staying home when we're sick. Just as importantly, please be kind and respect the choices of others who may be approaching this new normal at a different pace. The City of Greater Sudbury's state of emergency ended at the end of the day on Monday. It was issued on April 6 following the declaration of a provincial state of emergency. It allowed the city and the community control group community partners to manage and coordinate the pandemic response and make timely decisions related to municipal services, healthcare, enforcement, facility use and the procurement of goods and materials deemed necessary to support public safety. In a media release issued by the city, it's noted that the local state of emergency is no longer required, as the pandemic response continues toward recovery efforts and COVID-19 activities become a part of routine operations. Read the full story here. Greater Sudbury's unemployment rate down to 4.3% as country gains 337 Kelvins jobs. Greater Sudbury unemployment rate dropped an entire percentage point in February, said Statistics Canada in its monthly labor force survey. The unemployment rate now sits at 4.3%, down from 5.3% in January, said StatsCan. A year ago, the unemployment rate was sitting at 8.3%. Canada's unemployment rate also dropped by an entire percentage point in February, down to 5.5% from 6.5% in January. Employment climbed 337,000, up 1.8%, in February, more than offsetting losses that coincided with stricter public health measures in January. The unemployment rate dropped lower than in February 2020, 5.7%, and similar to the record low, 5.4%, observed in May 2019. Read the full story here. Vaccination, masking rules still in place at Health Sciences North. It's business as usual at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, HSN, hospital despite the lifting of masking rules and vaccination passports in Ontario. As of March 14, mandatory vaccination policies in long-term care homes in Ontario are being lifted for employees, volunteers and contractors, though many are opting to keep them in place. Also, taking effect this day are the cancellation of vaccination policies that were put in place by letters of instruction to the Ministry of Children, Community and Social Services, the Ministry of Education, and the Ministry of Seniors and Accessibility. This goes along with earlier easing of restrictions for such things as capacity limits. It's not the same story for hospitals, said HSN Communications Manager Jason Turnbull on Monday. Masking continues to be required at all times for our HSN healthcare workers, patients and visitors, along with proof of vaccination and screening to enter our buildings, said Turnbull. Read the full story here. Another mild day in store. Expect a mainly cloudy day today and a high of 4. The wind will be out of the south at 20 km per hour, gusting to 40 late in the morning. There is a wind chill of minus 10 in the morning. This evening, the clouds will stick around with a 30% chance of showers and a low of 4.